Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi. Thanks for joining us again. This is the Transformation Cafe. We always encourage everybody to come on in and grab something to drink, scoot up to the table with your chair, and let's see what kind of wonderful conversations we're going to be having about the current trends. It's just different topics that are happening on the planet. I am one of your regular diners, Robin Misevich, here in Riverside, California. I have a flower shop called Flowers for You. So I'm a flower shop designer and owner by day, and I'm a spiritual seeker pretty much all the rest of the time. So there you go. Because even when I'm working, I'm still looking at that kind of stuff, which I always think is fascinating. And we have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle. I own a tattoo shop called Chromome, and a friend of Robin's from high school, and I'd like to help people with their psychic armor.
Okay, there we go. So tonight we're going to talk about raw food.
Oh boy.
We're like, what? Okay, I guess we're done. No, actually, it is a whole food. It's a raw food revolution. And, you know, depending how long you've been in this whole genre and how I got started in it, I mean, I've been juicing for quite a while, and I've been into when I got pregnant with my first daughter, I started getting into nutrition and learning about things a little bit differently and just looking at the different options to kind of stay away from more processed foods and things like that. But a couple of weeks ago, I had gone to the 2011 Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and it was called the Visionary Conference. Ooh. And it was over at the LAX Hilton, and I actually had gone for just part of a Saturday that we had gone to. And it was, what was really cool is they were having a bunch of different panel discussions, and I really love panel discussions because I just find it really interesting to take a lot of different specialists in certain areas and see what's going on with everything. And, of course, with health and wellness, which was the panel that we went to, there was a little bit of controversy depending on, you know, who was talking and what their perspective was for different kinds of things for health and wellness. So one of the guys that was on there, his name, he likes to have himself Cowboy Don Tolman, and Tolman's T-O-L-M-A-N, and I'm just going to go ahead and read his bio that they had offered from the expo. He says he's known globally as the Whole Foods Medicine Man, and actually some of the reporters and interviewers that they have, they call him the Indiana Jones of Whole Food. So there you go. He's Indiana Jones. Yeah, well, he's kind of got there. We'll tell you why, but anyway, he says he's assisted thousands of people with stage 4 cancer, diabetes, health disease, and every other lifestyle-related disease through the learning of principles of self-care, applying the wisdoms and secrets of ancient civilizations that discovered traveling around the world for 17 years. So what had happened with Don, which was really interesting, and a lot of this information, you can actually go on YouTube, put Don Tolman in and put like -1 or 1, and he literally probably got at least 10 hours of different kinds of interviews and, and just all kinds of information of things that he's learned. And what happened was is when he was about 8 years old, he went to a Sunday school class with one of his friends. He got dragged there to go to Sunday school. And they were talking about Daniel and how he wanted to he was in the royal court and wanted to go ahead and eat this mixture that was called Pulse. And Pulse is a grain. It's got whole grains in it with different kinds of fruits and nuts. And what happened was is that he and these other guys, Daniels, wanted to go ahead and just eat that as opposed to eating at the king's table, because the king's table had meats and all kinds of rich foods and things like that. Because they believed with the Pulse that their brain activity, their health, and their balance of everything that they needed was in this Pulse. And so Don all of a sudden just got really curious, and he's just like, well, what is this Pulse, and how do you make it, and what's going on with all that kinds of stuff? So he literally went around, he went to 40 different countries, spent 17 years of his life going to different archaeological places for resources. He was actually gotten given special permission to get into the Vatican and be able to look into their libraries. and he searched for 17 years. And then what happened was is he kind of gave up on the whole thing because he was getting little bits and pieces here and there, but he never got what he was looking for. And so he wound up getting a regular job, and he was talking to a guy one day, and come to find out, this guy was basically a curator of antiquities for this millionaire. And this millionaire had just bought a couple crates from the Museum of London. And sure enough, he opens up one of these crates, and he opens up one of these ceramic tubes with a scroll inside of it, and there was a whole bunch of the information that he had been looking for.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and Don is very, very, very charismatic, very, very intelligent man. He's a wonderful presenter, and he's very generous with a lot of the information that he provides. He does a lot of his stuff in Australia. He lives in South Australia now because a lot of the different beliefs and the different ideas that he has, American Medical Association isn't too happy with some of the stuff he has to say. So, to say the least, he doesn't really live in the United States too much. But definitely stuff for anybody who's wanting to check that out, you can go to dontolman.com. Also, Don Tolman International. There's a couple different places where he's got a lot of information. And like I said, very, very generous. So I was going to run through a couple different things on that and maybe switch gears because there's actually a lot of different information. We are so blessed with YouTube. I love YouTube. It's so awesome. I mean, literally, you can look for anything that you're looking for, whether it's an old movie or information about health and diet or just really anything. And there's all kinds of things out there depending on what channel people have and just different topics that you're looking for. But one thing that I found really great with Don is what he calls the food codes. And the food codes are very interesting because he talks about how fruits and vegetables will basically, they're actually got, when you look at them, you can tell what they're for, right? So one of the examples he has is a carrot. You slice a carrot in half, you know, and you look at the inside of it, it has a pupil, and it also has the iris. It's orange, but it looks just like an eye. And sure enough, when they go through all the research and things that they found out that carrots are actually really good for the eye. And during this panel discussion that we had gone to when I was at the Conscious Life Expo, when somebody had brought up a conversation about how somebody was having problems with their eyesight, like degenerative eye conditions and things like that. And Don had spoke up about the fact that they have done all kinds of case studies where they've actually had, if you eat a medium carrot every day, and I think it was a 40-day study, that there was a 40% increase in health and wellness for the eyes when the people just did that. They just ate a carrot.
Hmm.
It's that whole process of, and it's really important to eat the whole thing. It's not, because everybody talks about juicing and stuff like that. And depending on what you've got going on, juicing can be very beneficial for you. But it's the whole idea of like chewing it and breaking it down to where the body can really digest it, having it being the fibers. And it's just like an apple. I've heard that if you take an apple and you eat the whole thing, there's like over 300 different chemical reactions that happen within the body. And you're not going to get that if you drink apple juice. You just don't get it because it's a matter of all the processes and everything else. And because they say that if you want to be a high energy person and have everything that you need in the morning, don't drink a cup of coffee. Have an apple because it sustains your sugars and it keeps you balanced. It gets all the brain activity and all that stuff going.
I need my coffee in the morning.
You need your coffee in the morning. Okay, well, you need coffee and just like do a little less coffee and try it. Okay, eat like half an apple and half a cup of coffee and see if you feel different, kind of wing your way off the coffee. So I'm kind of different like that. I can have coffee in the middle of the day, but I found that, I actually do better when I don't have coffee first thing in the morning because I'm eating apples. So there you go.
I do my two cups in the morning. And that's enough for me. Yeah.
Yeah, and every once in a while I still have to go through Starbucks and get myself my little flavored coffee. So, that's probably not on Tolman's program, but there you go. Sometimes we just need our caramel macchiato. So there you go. Life is good. I know. I'm going for it here. And so along with that whole thing with the food codes is like look at a walnut. And if you think of a walnut once it's out of its shell, it looks just like a brain.
Sure does.
It sure looks just like a brain. And he's saying that what they found is the omega-3s and all the things that they're saying that are very beneficial for the brain, it brings food. It actually has, when you eat a walnut, the fibrous structure of a walnut along with the oils and all that helps to cleanse and purify and stimulate the brain in ways to keep it healthy. So there you go. I've also heard that walnuts are really good for cholesterol. I'm not too sure about that one, but for sure I know with Don, he definitely makes a testimony for brain. And if you think about that, okay, think of cauliflower and think of broccoli.
Right.
They both look like brains, right?
They're a little different colors,
Yeah, exactly. And I also think of like that too, because like you know how the lungs look, they cut the tubes and they kind of break off with all that kinds of stuff. I think there's something with that too, because like if you start going into that kind of level of languaging with with foods and how it would benefit your body, I think there's something going on it. Maybe even and this is me just speculating, but with the lungs and things like that too, the bronchial tubes and all that kinds of stuff. So just really, really interesting with some of this stuff. He also said celery. If you look at a celery stalk, it looks like a bone.
Yep.
Like you're from your wrist to your knee to your elbow. You've got that kind of a longer bone and things like that. And they found they had another thing with osteoporosis that they went ahead and had women eat 3 to 4 stalks of celery a day. And all these people had osteoporosis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they said within about 40 days, they were seeing strength coming back to the bones and all that because it's 21% sodium, and that's what the bones need for density.
Also, with the celery, isn't it like you burn more calories than the celery is giving you by chewing it? Because it's something you have to chew up, and it gives you some water too.
Right. It's just like just like with the apple, it's stimulating and creating more chemical reactions to the body. So that's another level of going raw. That's just really, really good.
I used to like the put a little peanut butter in the middle or cream cheese, but then it kind of...
but that's your fat going back in, so I don't know. It's processed, so what are you going to do? Now, if you had a raw peanut...
Yeah.
Okay, or so you eat your peanut and you get that down to like a peanut, peanut consistency, and then eat your celery. There you go.
Right.
I haven't heard anything about butters with Mr. Tolman about I try to buy a good quality butter. I don't do margarines anymore. So if I'm going to have butter, I just have the as less processed as possible.
Right.
Kind of thing with that. And I have more. I have less than I used to. But, I just think that's really interesting and stuff like that. So, and also he talked about tomatoes. If you slice a tomato horizontally, it's got 4 chambers, right? Just like the heart. It looks just like a heart. So guess what? Tomatoes are good for the heart.
How do you like the tomatoes?
How do I like to make tomatoes? Well, I was thinking about that because when he comes to tomatoes, he was talking about different levels. And actually, I wanted to get into that a little bit because he's got this whole theory about, and it's actually a lot of ancient wisdom that's back in biblical times about the way that they would do cleansing programs and things like that that were really interesting. Because he said that back in the days of, remember Joseph and the many coats of colors that he had? So they used to be every year you would basically work your way through the chakras. And if, for people who don't know what chakras is there are energy centers on the body, and they're about, they start at the base of your spine, and about every hand, you take a hand and kind of work your way up, every length of your hand, there would actually be an energy center called the chakra there. And it goes from red to orange to yellow to green and like pink for your heart, which is right in between your chest, right through your chest. It's not like your regular organic heart. It would be a heart, and everything runs to the center of the body. So it's your green and your pink at your heart, and you come up to your throat, and that turns to blue. And right between your eyes, right there at your eye, right above your eyebrows, that's going to be your pituitary gland. They call it the third eye, and that's normally going to be your indigo, and some different traditions of chakras consider it purple. And then the top of your head, they consider that the crown. And usually that's either going to be purple or white, depending which different one. I have a whole book that actually I gotten from Sounds True, and it's an encyclopedia of all the subtle energies. And there must be 15 different philosophies of different groups of people all over the world who have their own philosophies about the chakras. Really interesting. I find that kind of stuff is, I always find really interesting.
There is
the nuances of how one
thing
they're chefed and stuff like that. Yeah. So in biblical times, they knew about that level of different centers of the body, and whether they called it chakras or whatever. So say you're wanting to start your cleansing program, you start at the base, and then you know that that's your red energy. So they would eat red foods, and they would dress in red for 40 days. You know, until the next year. Right, and so the next year when they went to go to do their cleansing program again, they would do orange, and again, they would wear orange, and they'd eat orange food. So it's just really, really interesting. So when Joseph has this many coats of colors, he'd gone through all of the cleansing programs.
Oh.
He'd taken seven
wow.
years and done 40 days of each of those processes. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's just really random. Yeah, and it just totally gives you a different perspective when you think of just, you know, with the many coats of colors. You're like, well, what's with that? If you understand it from a biblical, you know, time period of cleansing, purifying the system, having all that stuff kind of going through. And Dawn's one thing that Dawn says nowadays, you could actually do that where you could turn it into 7 days where you actually, for 7 days, you would eat each of the colors. And he said, it's very profound, and you definitely feel a shift in your body because it works out really well. Another beneficial thing to do is to actually eat with the seasons. And today they've been saying that forever, too, where, you know, now we're into the fall, so it would basically be your squash and the pumpkins and the apples, all the things that are basically being harvested right now are the things
we
that
are definitely in the fall.
Yes, we're definitely in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are all these people going back east to enjoy all the coloring, the, you know, the trees, you know, changing color and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. Yeah. But what's just really interesting, because he was also saying, like, in the springtime when they have all the berries, what happens with the berries is if you start having that into your diet, it thins out the blood, it cleanses the blood, and it helps your body to be comfortable with the heat, right?
Right.
It's hotter, so your body needs to thin its blood. So when you're doing all the raspberries and all that kinds of stuff, that's partly what you're doing with your system. And it's all amply available because that's this time of year for you to be eating it anyway. So it's helping your body to be what it needs to be.
I tell you, the blackberries here, they grow with such abandon that they're everywhere. And you often see people going out and picking them, but they're everywhere. And they're a very hardy bush. Like if you had to just take one out somewhere, you have to really go to the root, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can go walking out of your tattoo parlor and just go grab yourself a few of the berries and just have a little snack.
Right.
See, now I'd want that with some good ice cream. So there you go. Some of that unnatural whole food ice cream. Okay, here we go. That's all good. Because that's one thing Don says too. He says it's very good to have raw milk. You don't want to
really,
have a lot of it.
Non-pasteurized,
yeah,
right?
Because he said, well, because there's this whole thing about, well, you know, mature animals don't drink raw milk. But he said, if you take raw milk from, like, an animal and you put it out, he said, any grown animal will go and drink it.
Oh, of course.
And that's how you know it's beneficial, because if they were grown and they knew that it wasn't good for them, they wouldn't drink it.
Right.
He said the only reason they don't drink it is because it's not available.
And it would nowadays it would be more expensive, probably, right?
I would think so, but this,
yeah.
You know, the FDA and all the food, you know, industries want to make you think that it's bad for you and it's dangerous to drink.
Also,
because
aren't
it hasn't
there
been
some
processed,
milks that they actually add that bovine or growth hormone? I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So if you wanted to get good proteins, besides, you know, your and he said ultimately, you know, look at every animal that you would normally get protein from is going to be getting it from the earth with grasses and things like that. Grasses and, you know, algae and all the different things that they're basically coming from plant. So if you're looking for any kind of omegas or anything like that, instead of getting it from animal sources, you can get it just directly from the planet.
Yeah.
So it's just really, really interesting. And, you know, you can go on YouTube and see some of these people who have gone on all these different programs for raw food and stuff like that. You know, and usually within 3 to 6 months, there's a different body change on them. They're definitely feeling a lot more, have a lot more energy. They're not feeling all the way down. They were even talking on some of these YouTubes, you can actually look at it, and they're talking about the emotional content of people being depressed as opposed to not being depressed, having insomnias and things like that. The raw foods really help to cleanse. And once you get that, a lot of the chemicals and different things out of the body basically just can go into a very natural rhythm for different things that you need to do, whether it's sleeping and digesting food and all the different kinds of stuff. So a lot of the issues kind of go away. One thing, too, that I thought was really interesting was he was talking about diabetes, and he said that the glycemic level has been dropped 50 points. So literally anybody could be diabetic in the United States.
Right.
So no matter what, wherever you are in a health reason, you know, I mean, there are people overweight, but depending on what you're doing with different stuff, you know, you could go walking into a doctor's office and they could take a test and say, oh my gosh, you're diabetic. You're like, what? Wait a minute. You know, I mean, okay, yeah, look at your sugars and what you're doing with stuff and how you're feeling, but a lot of it's just...
One of the best indicators is your blood sugar, and anything over, I believe, 120 is high or not normal, let's say.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, they purposely drop that because if you go into doctor's offices, and this is what Don says, you know, with his different videos and stuff, and he said they consider diabetes a bread and butter practice for pretty much any doctor's office.
Oh, of course. It's such prevalent.
Because, you know, they're
going to
be, oh, my gosh, we're
going to
put you on a program. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have to give you some medication. Oh, my gosh, we got to blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what? And you're all scared because you haven't really looked at it, what's going on with all that when it comes to different levels of symptoms and stuff like that. But there's definitely a need with all that kinds of stuff. So, you know, and one of the good things about it is he said beer is good for you. So there you go.
Oh,
anything
there you
that's
go.
Fermented, yeah, anything you can have that's like fermented, like sauerkraut. You know, he said back in the turn of the century, it was very common for houses to have some kind of a crock of something where they would be making sauerkraut or they'd be making beer or natural wine and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, anything that's got fermentation, because fermentation is actually good for the body. Because they always talk about, apple cider vinegar is good for you. So.
Right. Now, so that would be, is that like kombucha? What is his view on that kind of stuff?
I'm not sure. But that would be a good
question. That'd be interesting. It's kind of a fermented, it's a tea, but then you put the tea in and then the fermentation happens.
I would bet it would be really good for you. Yeah. It's just like if you look at Japanese foods and Chinese foods, I mean, everybody gets drawn to that because they know on whatever level that it's healthier.
Right.
It's healthier for your body. Your body doesn't get all bloated and have a hard time digesting it, and it just helps to switch things over very easily. So just really, really interesting. While we were listening to the panel, there was also a discussion about, you know, the person who had glaucoma with his eye issues. And he said, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but it's actually two things he said when it came to the sun. He said that, you know, they decided in 1963 at whatever day, you know, he's got the date and everything, that the sun was dangerous for you and you could no longer look at the sun or have the sun shining on you. Because dermatologists, when you go to a convention of dermatologists, the majority of them will tell you you have to wear sunscreen. And he said, if you're eating healthy, you're getting your fruits and vegetables every day, and you're making sure that you're getting hydrated and all that kinds of stuff. And, you know, I mean, you're not in the sun all day long. But he said we need vitamin D on a regular, natural level. And it's actually more dangerous to wear sunscreens than not to wear sunscreens. And another thing he said, which is like really kind of like, what are we talking about? Because, I mean, for years everybody's been talking about skin cancer and all that kinds of stuff. But that comes from the body not getting the nutrients that it needs to be able to just have natural skin, you know, skin reproduction and exfoliation and stuff that it does. Because the body knows what to do. It's got that wisdom. And another thing they were talking about was sunglasses. And he said that people, you need to have a certain amount of natural sunlight that comes through your eyes every day. Because it keeps your eyes healthy. Yeah,
right.
And it keeps your eyes healthy. And it just, well, you know, you hear this stuff and you go, well, that makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense that I wouldn't want a lot of artificial light. I would want natural sunlight coming into my eyes. And actually, since we did that a couple weeks ago, I normally was wearing sunglasses, and I've kind of just opted not to unless I'm, like, driving and I've got the sun in my eyes or something like that when, like, at the end of the day or something like that. And, you know, my eyes are getting better. Of course, I've gotten in the habit of eating my carrot every day, too. So there you go. I've been eating carrots since I heard that conversation. Yeah, I've had my medium carrot every day, and I've been, very open to the idea of having it to where I've got sunlight coming in my eyes. It's natural. And my eyesight is actually getting better. So there you go. I wonder if that's like a placebo. Oh, yeah, you
know,
it's better, you know.
Do you wear glasses? Prescription?
Not normally. Well, usually I wear readers depending on, you know, sometimes with the light and how tired my eyes are during the day.
Right,
like by the end
right.
of the day, sometimes I want to, you know, read something and my eyes will be tired.
Right.
So, but I'm not having to do that as much. So there you go.
And how about working on a computer? Do you I subject yourself to that? I mean,
not too bad. Not too bad. Uh-huh. I mean, it depends on how long I'm in front of it.
Right.
But I always get the lowest magnification I can.
Right.
No, I only use like maybe 150. I don't use anything that's real.
Right.
It's got a lot to it. So just all kinds of really cool information that you can find in the different kinds of stuff. So another thing too is he was talking about cancers, and like it said in the bio about him from the Whole Life Expo or the Conscious Life Expo, that he's helped people with 4-stage cancers and diabetes and heart disease and just all kinds of stuff. One thing he said for juicing is you have carrots, and then you have 3 different colored apples. You'd have the red, you'd have like a green, and then you'd have like a yellow multicolored. So you have 3
mm-hmm.
different apples in your juice, and then you would have a half to a third of a beet. And that kind of combination actually is just a really good cleansing detox for people.
I bet.
So, yeah.
That beet sounds very pungent.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've done juices before where I've added ginger and garlic, and you know, just like when it comes to juicing like that, man, I just consider it medicinal and just, you know, shoot it down. There you go. Get it going really good. But like I said, there's lots of information out there for Mr. Don Tolman, and I've emailed him to see if he'd be willing to come and be a guest, which would be really cool.
He should.
I'm sure he'd have a whole. Yeah. Well, hoping to see what that happens with him. Oh, another one he said was, because I'm looking through my notes, the combination of walnuts and prunes together is actually very beneficial for the brain. Prunes have another way that they interact with the brain that's very helpful. So, you know, prunes or, you know, plums, depending on what you do with that kinds of stuff.
But aren't they kind of processed to become a prune, or would you do that yourself if you're really
that's a
hardcore
question. I don't think prunes are very processed anyway.
I mean, they just kind of dehydrate, right? I guess.
Dehydrated to kind of just kind of dry out.
Right.
Yeah. And then he was also saying that. I do too. Oh,
yeah,
I actually love prunes. I love prunes. Mm-hmm. I love plums. So yeah, give me some plum wine, and I'm a happy girl. There we go.
Ah, plum sauce.
Yeah, there we go. A little fermented. That's good. Actually, when I was learning Ikebana, my teacher, my sensei, she actually made plum wine under her sink.
Ooh.
She had a big, like, you know, the big, 3-gallon, 5-gallon glass containers they used to have.
Right.
Yeah, but like that,
right.
Like she crocked it, yep. And
mm-hmm.
it was just layers. It was literally layers of sugar and plums.
Ooh.
Did
you have
it? She just
leave
it under there for months and said, oh, yeah, it was like, it can, you know, it was, I had it in the summertime and she had it in the refrigerator, so it was nice and cold, and I just drink that down. I had to sit and wait till I, you know, wasn't so woozy. It was one of those things like apple cider. If you've ever had apple cider, boy, it can kick your butt if you're not careful, because it just goes down too big, because it tastes so wonderful, and then it's like, woo, that gave me a high. Okay, there you go. So we're down to our last minute. I told you it was going to go fast. But
It did.
So mushrooms, the last little tag for people, if people are really into all this different information. Mushrooms actually help brain chemistry and help with the thyroid.
Mm.
So if you have any issues with thyroid or know anybody with thyroid, you know, any actually getting a variety of different mushrooms in your diet can be very, very beneficial. So, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mr. Jamie. That was really fantastic. That's half hour. We just love half hours. And thank you to our listeners. Again, if you want to listen to that on demand, we encourage you to do that. And also, making sure to go to the Transformation-Cafe for any kind of comments that you'd like. And we look forward to seeing you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Take care.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.